Welcome to the Women in STEM podcast, your go-to destination for exhilarating journeys through the triumphs and challenges of extraordinary women, shaping the world in science, technology, engineering, and mathematics. I am your host, Kelly, and together we will explore the stories of visionary tech CEOs, groundbreaking scientists, and insightful recruiters, and many more women, making this podcast a dynamic showcase of global talent. Join me as we unravel the stories behind their success, offering a first-hand account of their experiences and invaluable advice at every stage of their remarkable career. Get ready for a thrilling exploration of innovation, resilience, and empowerment as we amplify the voices of trailblazing individuals, breaking barriers and building a future where brilliance knows no boundaries. This is the Women in STEM podcast, where inspiration and knowledge collide to propel us forward towards limitless possibilities. So, welcome to the Women in STEM podcast. Could you please introduce yourself, let us know what your occupation is, and any other details you think would be great for the listeners to know?
Sure. My name is Indira Figueroa, and I actually am the National Aviation Business Leader for WSP USA, which is a consultancy, mainly engineering and environment related. We do tons of different infrastructure type work in the US and around the world. And I am very happy to be here with you today, Kelly.
Thank you so much for joining us. And you mentioned some very key buzzwords at the moment. And I think it's so interesting, especially with you working in aviation. Could you please expand a bit more on the sustainability and how much your role has an impact on that?
Of course. So as you know, we are blamed for a lot of the carbon emissions as the aviation industry. Although I must say that we're not. Actually, cars are more. The things on the road.
Wow. But
yes, it is actually most of the carbon emission is actually on the roadways. But with that said, the aviation industry being a place where we can actually get quick wins, if you will, big wins in terms of reduction on carbon emissions. We do think about it very hard and very much responsibility is all over the industry in terms of we want to make sure that we are part of that change in terms of sustainability. So for our industry, renewable energy adoption way, different ways of doing renewable or, efficiency, I should say, through renewable, it is paramount for the way that the aviation industry sees it. So you probably have heard about things like sustainable aviation fuels. They talk about biofuels and things like that. Other ways of using our energy resources, and also how do we use less energy, for the systems that we operate, not only for the airplanes, but also for the actual terminal buildings and the airport as a whole. So that's one way where, you see the airports trying to be a lot more sustainable and efficient as it relates to energy. Another place where we see that is on the way that we are integrating green into the spaces, right? So where people can feel a little bit more in nature, if you will, or using more natural things to build airports on the eco-friendly infrastructure type of discussion. So you probably hear about that in terms of how airports are migrating more to customer experience related to how you feel at the airport when you walk in there, right? So that's another place where we are seeing more of our industry being thinking more about the sustainable side of the house. I'm going to mention another one, which is two more. One more is the community engagement piece, where we bring the community to be part of that discussion as well, right? So we'll be making the community part of how do we become more sustainable as airports, because airports are part of the community, right? So a lot of people work at the airports, a lot of people come to the airports. So that community engagement is also very important to us. And the last one, which we are trying to get more into it on the WSP side, is on the waste management side. right? Because the airports are big producers of waste. And how do we take that and not just divert it to landfills, but how do we better use what we have at the airports to create less waste?
Wow, that's really interesting. And I actually wanted to also congratulate you on some of your recent achievements with the airport. And from what I've understood, like in San Francisco's International Airport, can you discuss some of the key strategies your team implemented to achieve some of these milestones?
You know, it's interesting you say key strategies for our team, because in reality, not so much key strategies as what I would call very good collaboration, right? So when you have good communication and frequent communication with the stakeholders on a project, the results are great. And of course, there is a lot of innovation that happens with that because you're collaborating, you're letting the diversity of thoughts and people be part of that discussion. So therefore, you come up with great projects. Like LaGuardia Airport in San Francisco as well, right? So I think for us, it as a team, it was the fact that we were very nimble and resilient as a team. Mind you, remember all these things were happening with COVID was right, thrown up on, we were in the middle of this pandemic. And how did you react? And how did you make sure that you finish your projects on time? How did you make sure that everybody is feeling that they are part of the decision making, but that they are also part of the outcome at the end. So for us, it was not so much more about the strategies, at least the way I'm thinking about it for our team. It was a lot about how we were integrating with each other, allowing that collaboration and diversity for us to come up with these wonderful projects that we have today. And of course, there are tons of technical innovation that happens in both projects, but that will happen in a lot of engineering type. STEM related projects, right? So any STEM type projects, you have to come up with innovation in order for you to, because there are problems or issues that are going to be presented that they are not in a book. But that thought process and discussion and team collaboration is what solve the problems, and that's what we're calling to the innovation, right? So I think for us it's that collaboration that happened that made these projects be so successful.
And how are you anticipating airports evolving in the future, especially in terms of sustainability and as well as adapting to the aging population?
That's actually our challenge, right? So our challenge is that the aviation industry is not just merely responding to this current environment, but how do we really anticipate what's coming, right? And that's hard because we don't have a magic ball, right? So and with the different political landscape around the world, how we see security and safety. How do we transmit that comfort to our passengers, to our customers? It's difficult, right? Because you don't know what's being thrown at you at the moment. And that's where we come back to the innovation discussion. So moving forward, we have to continue to expect for the next near future or far future that there will be challenges due to that continuing changing environment. And as we see it today, we just do our best to anticipate the solutions to those problems of the future. But it'll be for me, and this is my opinion, we can anticipate, but there's just not a magic recipe out there for figuring out what the future is. We didn't know that COVID was going to happen, right? And none of us had any idea that something like that will happen. Happen 100 years later, maybe in 100 years or something different, or maybe next year, right? So we really don't know, but we just need to make sure that we are nimble to whatever that change or whatever that challenge is thrown at you could be. And we react, unfortunately, to that. Today, though, we do have systems that allow us to predict a little bit more, like based on the data that we have. So based on how we analyze the data, how we look at the changes, we can put certain things in place so that it's not so bad of a blow when it comes, right? But it is hard to predict the future. It's more how we can navigate through that, being nimble and being able to come up with creative ideas on solving the problems in the future.
You've mentioned quite a few different key responsibilities that you've had in your current role, as well as a lot of different type of career paths that are involved in aviation. And I'm very curious as to What made you want to pursue a career in aviation and how you got to your current profession?
Well, I guess for me in particular, my dad was in this business. So he's kind of influenced a little for me. But that, mind you, when I was growing up and he was doing this business of aviation, doing more of the operational side of the business, as any kid, we don't want to be like our dad or mom, right? So you're like, oh, I'm not going to do what my dad is doing and do something else. So I did. I went to college and I graduated as a geotechnical engineer, which is underground, it's not above ground. So, but then through my career, I just always loved the aviation world. Even when I was little, I used to say, so they will ask you, do you want to be a flight? What do you want to be in the future? And I'll say, I want to be a flight attendant. So I always wanted to be something related to aviation. I just didn't know how I was going to do that without, trying to be the same as my dad. So for me, I always liked this business. I always liked the big planes and the airports. And as I got more engaged into the engineering industry, then I got to see more, right? So I got to see the geotech part of it. I got to see the civil engineering part of it and other pieces, which geotech is part of that civil curriculum. But I ended up here. I went to an airport to do a project and I never left it. So ever since then, I've been strictly doing this aviation business, and it is so fulfilling. We have every single piece of engineering that you can think of is inside the airport, whether that is transportation, chemical engineering, computer science, any engine, mechanical, electrical, civil, environmental. You can think about any engineering, and we perform them at the airport because it's a mini city, right? So you have every single piece of item, the architecture, right, as a different profession, and so many other things that you could do at an airport. So the aviation industry is very, very different things that you could do as part of it. So I will never leave. I think, I could do anything and not feel bored at all.
Definitely. And do you have any like tips for people that are aspiring to be in a similar role or in want to get into aviation?
Yes. One thing we do actually is go to the early stages of, schooling to start talking about the future of of the world here, which is that those students are going to school and start igniting that passion for what the STEM career could be, right? So my advice to the ones that have progressed into now the final stages of high school or going into college is to explore more, not to just say, oh, I don't want to do this because you don't make a lot of money. Because you only make a lot of money if you're good at what you do, whatever that is, right? So experiencing the different things, giving the opportunity to see what's out there and what that career can become for you is important. Also engaging in extracurricular activities that kind of expose a little bit of what this is. Volunteering, it's very important. Even when you volunteer for a food pantry and you're doing the recycling for the food pantry, you're already talking about waste management, right? How you're going to do that. So engaging on the outside world, not just on the school activities, is very important for the younger generations to see how their contribution impacts, and then how did you do more of that when you go into college and prepare in a higher degree to help more the environment and the world as a whole.
In your opinion, what role do airports play in connecting people and businesses to opportunities? And how does your work contribute to enhancing this connectivity?
That's a great question. So airports, again, I'll say it again, our coin phrase of being a mini city, right? So when you go to an airport, now, before you just went, flew, and left, right? So, I mean, you got in there and you were gone to your destination. Today, all the airport organizations, agencies, and clients, and even in the airlines are trying to make it more a place to go, right? So even on the way that we see the food services at the airport, or you see tons of stores at the airport. There are airports that give you a ticket just to go in and shop inside the airport. And you come back right out. There are airports that are doing gyms and, all other sorts of things inside the airport. So the airports are really trying to be part of the community, right? Since they employ so many people, there are airports that have daycare programs inside, right? So there is so much that the airport industry, the aviation industry is trying to do to engage with the community. We are not just a train, a station and you just come in and come out. And even those are changing too, right? So I think as an industry, we are really connecting with the population as a whole. How you come to the airport, whether that's bus, train, Uber, private car, it is a much easier way to interact with it as you see all these renovations, right? So when you talk about LaGuardia, you went in and you wanted to get out of there as soon as you could. So now you can see people coming in. Oh, I want to go to that new restaurant that they open on. And I'm like, wow, really? That's a different feel for what it was before. So the businesses also are very focused on the local businesses. So the airports are making really sure that the artwork at the airport is local, that the businesses are local. So attracting the smaller businesses and attracting that local flair for that city or that, area that you're going to has been very important also for the airport industry. And we, as the consultants, the designers, or the managers of those programs, we actually look for that. We go out to the community, engage the community, and say, how can you come and really help the industry to be more you? Like when you go to New York, you see there's New York. When you go to San Francisco, you feel like you're in San Francisco because the entry to that city is the airport. So you want to feel it immediately, right? So I think we all are contributing quite a bit in terms of engaging, in terms of bringing in, not just engaging, because engagement without, being actually included is not really the full engagement of it. So that has been key. And us working also with the transportation authorities out there to bring that other connectivity, which is the mass transit the roadway connectivity is also key as how the aviation industry airport clients actually work with their community.
Yes, the airport has a massive impact on its, the area where it's located. And I found it very interesting that you mentioned like daycares. And yes, I'm aware here in the UK that there are some airports that have like some restaurants that only exist within that airport, or like they have certain, niche things that they do there. So it can be quite exciting for
It
people visiting that airport.
is. And if you have kids and you're traveling and they have like these places where you go and it's a play area for the kids, and you're like, okay, I can don't be there for a little while.
Airports are definitely becoming more and more like a staple within society. Finally, I basically wanted to ask you, what are some upcoming projects that you are currently working on that are going to be shaping the future of airports? And what has been one of your greatest achievements to date?
Some of the here in the US, I'm going to keep it a little bit more local to the US. So here in the US, we have quite a few exciting things coming out, and you will probably see this as you travel. I mentioned three or four in particular. So we talked about LaGuardia and we're talking about SFO, but Austin Airport, for example, in Texas, is going through a humongous renovation, right? So that airport went from being a small airport to a hub airport. And the changes that are coming there and how they are experiencing the change and how they want to make sure that it's implemented, it's fantastic. So I think that airport, in terms of talking again about connectivity and community, is doing a lot there. Then you have Atlanta Airport, which is another airport that we are part of, where they are very, it is the busiest airport in the world, right? So that airport, when they do construction, they have to do it fast because they can't afford to close gates for a prolonged period of time. So their innovation on construction and how they are actually building fast to get the customer experience where it needs to be is amazing. And you probably can Google their modular construction opening that, I mean, placements that they are doing right now for Concourse D. It is just wonderful how they can just pre-build this entire concourse elsewhere and they just come and plop it in place, right? So that's something that you'll see, more on the construction trend and how they really want to go and be fast and be there for the customer experience. And the last one that I'm going to mention is the JFK, John F. Kennedy International Airport. That airport is going through a massive redevelopment. Massive redevelopment. All the terminals are being touched in one way or another. So right now there are two terminals that are still going, Terminal 1 and Terminal 6. And those two terminals are going again through massive renovations. Talking about access, mobility is a key because New York is a very congested city, as you might have heard. So they are going through, okay, how does this work? How do I get people here and not wanting to get to go somewhere else, right? Because airports are a commodity. Although there are not that many in one city, but if you could choose to transfer or do things from another one, you will. So I think that their thought process through how do I get people in and out of the airport when they are dropping off or when they are leaving in a very not easy way for the traveling public, it's important for them, right? So that is a big challenge there on the mobility piece. And of course, they are doing great things in terms of the terminal and how the passenger experience happens inside the terminal, like we were talking about before.
And out of everything that you've achieved in your career, what has been your greatest achievement?
I guess I'm supposed to answer that. My greatest achievement, I have so many wonderful things that have happened in my career. I tell you, from working in a different country, and we drive on the other side of the road, being in Australia for such a long time and designing work there was amazing to me, right? So that for me was a great achievement to do this work that I do of engineering in another country. Mind you, I've been in other countries, but that one in particular was challenging because it's just very different than how we do business, right? So I think I will note that as one of my highlights of my career. And the other one is this that I'm doing today, working in this wonderful projects. This company has been wonderfully supportive to me. So therefore, the excitement every day going to work and seeing these airports that were a third world country airport, as they will say, mind you, it's an insult to the third world countries because they have very good airports out there too. But not as sophisticated as they would have. It's important to me. It's very much of a big achievement in my career when I can go to an airport and tell my kids, oh yes, and I work from that airport, right? So and they now every time I go on vacation, they go, Mommy, did you work on that airport? And I'm like, okay, I didn't work on every airport in the world, but but it is very fulfilling.
And I'm very curious to know, in the US, what is your favorite airport, if you have a favorite one? And why?
I think I'm gonna reserve that one. There are so many great, I mean, everyone is different. Every single airport is different. So there are some that I like because it's easy to connect. There are some that I like because I like the amenities. There are some that I like because it's easy to get to. I would tell my local airport is so easy. But it's little, right? So you can't compare it to these big airports. So I get in there half an hour before the flight leaves, right? So that's my favorite one in commuting. But the services are not there. So, it's a So it depends on the airport. So I'll say that.
Good answer. How best can people like connect with you? Do you have any social medias? Do you have any upcoming events or anything upcoming that you would like to let the listeners know about?
Sure. So social media is usually LinkedIn. LinkedIn is my best way to check with me. So if anybody would like to just catch in, Indira Figueroa is the name on LinkedIn. So you can just message through there. Also, our company website, www.wsb.com. When you go to the aviation section for the US, my contact information is also there. So you could also reach out through there. The next event that I will be at that is a major event for us There is an industry event called AMAC. Their annual conference is going to be in Nashville in August. So I'll be there next. So if you guys want to come by, it's an airport minority advisory council for airport minorities in particular. So it's a great event to engage those other small businesses and those smaller industry leaders in terms of the business to come together and share on how do we continue to grow on that side of the industry and how we, the bigger companies, can offer them opportunities for growth. So that's so AMAC in August. And then
Great.
ACI in September, which is a big conference.
Yeah, they sound really interesting. Thank you so much for coming on the Women in STEM podcast. Do you have any last things that you'd like to say to the listeners?
Yes, become an aviation engineer now. It's the most exciting industry. And it'll be great. It's one of our biggest issues right now, having people coming back into the industry or coming into the industry. So I do encourage you to look into what aviation is all about and come in and share the wonderful experiences that we have in this business.
Thank you to the amazing guest host speaker, and thank you for listening to this episode. Please make sure to follow the podcast and to follow me on social media at Kelly_engineer on Twitter or Instagram. As well as please make sure to check out our new YouTube channel called Women in STEM Podcast to see our latest episodes visually. Until next time, bye!